At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
All right, let's get into a little baseball. NLCS, 3-0 series lead for the Nats. Yankees and Astros get going once again. Game 3 later on this afternoon in the Bronx. Let's welcome aboard legendary manager with the Tigers and the Pirates as well. Jim Leland joins us now. Hey, Jim, Mark Melusis, Andrew Bogus with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We certainly appreciate it.
No problem, guys.
Jim, let's start here. You know, for the Nats, I mean, it is amazing for a franchise that, you know, couldn't find wins in the postseason, you know, to come back the way they did against Hader and the Brewers in that wild card game, right? 2-1 down against the Dodgers, 3-1 down in the eighth against in game five in Los Angeles to win that. And now to be up 3-0 with this dominant starting, whether it be Anibal Sanchez, Scherzer, and Strasburg last night with the 12 strikeouts. I mean, it seems like after that Brewer victory, I mean, that whole entire team started to believe that they could actually win in October.
Well, I mean, they got a good team. I mean, they've had some good teams in the past. You know, playoffs are a different thing. Sometimes you can do well in the playoffs. Other times things don't go right and you get beat. But they've had some good teams in Washington, obviously. And this one's clicking at the right time. Their starting pitching has been fantastic. They're getting some big hits. They're putting the ball in play with two strikes. It happened last night quite a bit. Rendon, a couple different times, put the ball in play. I think they might have been the best two-strike hitting team in the National League this year. So, you know, right now they're clicking. They got that dominant starting pitching, and, you know, it looks like they're going to probably close this series out, you know, at some point within the next couple of days.
Jim, on the flip side, how do you handle this if you're Mike Shields? How do you get your bats to wake up? How do you keep your guys focused when, you know, 3-0 is almost insurmountable? How do you start the rally with game four today?
Well, I don't think, I mean, you can't be phony about it. You can't try to run from it. They're not hitting. They know that. Is there any secret, you know, therapy for it? No. I mean, you just keep grinding it out, and you just try to win one game in a short series. You know, you win one game, okay, you're down 3-1. Okay, you win another game, you're down 3-2. You just have to, you know, the one at a time, I know that gets old talking about, but that's really what it is. That's basically what playoff baseball is. So, you know, you just got to go out and win a baseball game, and there's no magic for it. You know, I've been through it myself where postseason, there was some times we hit, and there was other times we didn't. And when we didn't hit, we got beat. So the other thing I think you got to remember is postseason, it can happen because in the postseason, the reason those teams are there probably is because they got good pitching. And, you know, if you look at the matchup in New York today, I mean, that's good pitching. I know Severino's coming back and hasn't pitched that much lately. But, you know, you're running into really top-notch pitching when you're running into playoff teams, and that's got a chance to shut you down.
You know, aside from the pitching, when you look at this Nat team, how impressed, given his age, are you, Jim, by, you know, what Juan Soto is, you know, up at the plate, kind of being the face of that team, taking over? I know Rendon's an MVP candidate. He's fantastic as well. But what, given his age, how good is Juan Soto?
Well, he's really good. I mean, everybody knew about him. I saw him in the minor leagues, actually. You know, this kid's something special. We know that. He's a really, really special potential offensive player. You know, he has fun playing the game. And you know, he's on the right team with some veteran guys there like Rendon. He's going to possibly be the MVP. So, you know, they got a couple veteran catchers that have been around. They know what they're doing. And he's got some big hits for him, you know. So, there's a lot of things. Zimmerman came up with a couple of big hits last night. There's a lot of things. Kendrick. There's a lot of players that are kind of letting him do his thing. He's so talented. He's so good. But you know, you got that kind of, you got that insurance when you got those veteran players around, and you know, it's helping him out, and it takes a lot of pressure off him.
Jim, obviously, you want to get this series over as soon as possible, but would there be any concern in your mind if you were Dave Martinez about a sweep leading to a long break before the World Series?
Well, I went through that a couple times, and it is a concern. But, you know, you can't worry about that. You got to close it out as quickly as possible, and, you know, you do the best you can. One year we worked out at Ford Field in Detroit. You know, we went over bunt plays and everything like that. It ended up being disastrous. The next time we actually had our instructional league come up to Detroit, and we actually competed in games to try to keep ourselves sharp, had our pitchers pitch against us and vice versa. So, you know, you try to be creative and do whatever you can, but, you know, the fact that if you start laying off for 7 days, I think you can lose some of that mojo that you got going, some of the excitement.
Well, if Dave Martinez gave you a call, Jim, what advice would you give him?
Well, I would just say what I just said. You know, try to figure out some way to be a little bit creative to keep him going and keep the, you know, keep the attitude going, keep the excitement of Washington, D.C. going. You know, you have to be a little bit creative and do something. I don't know. Like I said, we brought our instructional team up and played, and we tried other things. But, you know, and I don't know if that's the reason we lost or not. I can't answer that. But, you know, like I said, just try to come up with some idea that keeps them sharp. But it's hard to do that if you're not seeing game competition.
Now, you know, we've got Game 3 of the ALCS this afternoon in the Bronx, Yankees and Stros. We've been waiting for this one, you know, all season long, right? The two titans of the American League going at it. And, you know, a splendid pitching matchup here with Gerrit Cole. I mean, the fact that Gerrit Cole, last 24 starts, he's 18-0 with an under 2 ERA. And we've seen guys have great runs. I mean, this is an epic all-time run that Gerrit Cole has put through this year.
No question about it. You know, he's showing great right now. You know, he's got that confidence. He knows he's got a great team behind him. They got a good defense. They got a good offense. I think they're really a well-rounded team. They do a lot of things well. And, you know, I think he's feeding off that. He's got so much confidence in those players. And you know, they're one of those teams that it seems like it's a different guy. You know, Bregman and Brantley and Correa and Altuve. I mean, they're really, really good. First baseman doesn't get much credit. He's really a good-looking hitter. So they got a lot of things going for him. And I think, you know, starting pitcher knows that, you know, the other night they actually hit some balls halfway decent off Verlander, but guys made plays. And, you know, the great play that Correa made after the ball was hit to Altuve, I mean, that looked like it was going to be a run. So, you know, it's a combination of a lot of things. And, of course, you know, this guy was the number one pick in the country years ago. So, I mean, this is not like this is some guy that all of a sudden surfaced out of nowhere. This guy's been really good for a long time.
Jim, the rain that's coming here in New York tomorrow might affect when they actually do it, but both teams are prepared to have a bullpen game in this series. It kind of bothers me that neither one of them has a fourth starter they can trust to get to make this one start in this series before flipping it back to their main three guys.
Well, I agree with that. I like to see teams that, you know, pitch a fourth starter. I know the bullpen game has become fashionable at sometimes, and if you have to do it, you have to do it, but. You know, I would like to see a fourth starting pitcher pitch a game, but, you know, that's you have to do the best you can with what you got. And you got to, you know, when you're in the postseason, you got to go about it to any way you can. It gives you the best chance to win the game. So both managers are doing a great job. All four managers, really. I mean, St. Louis isn't hitting, but they're all four have done a great job to get there. And it's an exciting time, and it's going to really be exciting in New York today, and I guess maybe with the rain out tomorrow, that could change your pitching plans.
Yeah, it could affect it a little bit. Put that, you know, potential rain out on Wednesday night with rain in the forecast in the New York area, Jim. How do you think this Astros and Yankees series plays out?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, I learned a long time ago when you're in the business, you know, don't start predicting who's going to win because nobody knows. You know, I think you make a fool of yourself. You know, I've heard guys talk about that. You know, a lot of the guys at home here ask me, hey, you know, you ought to know who's going to win. I have no idea. if I had any idea who was going to win, I might be in the World Series myself. So, you know, it should be a great series. You know, I thought the Cardinal and Washington series would be a little bit better, you know, looking a couple of games and maybe make it a little bit more interesting, and it still may be. But I don't know. You're talking about, I think you're talking about, without question, two two best teams, American League. They're going at it right now. And, you know, it's going to be a big hit. It's going to be one play. I mean, did the play that Altuve, the freak play the other night, turn the series around? Who knows? You know, you just never know. But it's two really, really good teams. And with good pitching, Yankees, bullpen probably a little bit better. Houston starters probably better. But, two great teams.
Jim, we got about a minute here. Do you like, do you have any, is it frustrating at all, as successful as you were as a manager, to see kind of the way the managerial job has shifted here in Major League Baseball?
Well, I don't know if it's shifted exactly as much as everybody says it has. I think it has shifted some. I'm not really privy to that kind of information. Some people talk about sending lineups down and that. I don't know if those are suggestions. I don't know if those are, this is what you got to play today. I don't really believe all that. I think there's, there's more involvement. Basically, there's more information there's been. But, we had the same information when I managed. Today, there's a little bit more of it. They talk a little bit about technology in today's game. But, we had technology when I was in the game way years back. I remember the guy that manufactured the first Iron Mike machine was technology. The guy that made the curveball machine was technology. That was technology. When a guy, they had the Iron Mike machine, threw it straight. Then they came up with a curveball machine that threw breaking balls to hitters. I mean, seriously, that's all technology. No, now they're talking about the high speed cameras and stuff. I understand technology. I've been around a long time. So
and Jim, you were great as a manager. We're flat out of time. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs. All right.
You got it.
You got it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.